Skagway leadership and White Pass Railroad discuss agreement, and Fish and Game's Chinook predictions are dismal next year. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories and more up next. A negotiating team made up of Skagway Assembly members, their borough manager, and representatives from White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad met this week to review a memorandum of understanding between the two. Lawyers from both the municipality and White Pass were present. The meeting came after the Assembly approved a draft of the document. The MOU would make way for a new 15-year tidelands lease and important port improvements. As approved by the Assembly, it would also set conditions for cleanup and remediation of ore basin contamination. At a regular Assembly meeting Tuesday, Orion Hansen laid out some of the changes suggested at the meeting.
On number 1C of the amendment to the 1968 lease, we go back to the municipality and White Pass split 50-50 the cost of a floating dock. However, White Pass will also that also includes the RORO component, which White Pass will pay 50% for.
Hansen added,
one thing that I think that White Pass is going to have a very large objection to is a first right of refusal on the railroad. They expressed interest that that's really not fair in the bidding process of buying the railroad.
He said there was a compromise on the terms of liquidated damages in the event remediation doesn't happen.
Came to a term of $5 million if no action is taken and access is available for White Pass. And that seems to be in line with the way the legal wording of what liquidated damages is read in Alaska law.
Hansen suggested holding one more special assembly meeting to review the document and proposed changes. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game expects considerably lower numbers of Chinook salmon for the Stikine and Taku rivers. KSTK's June Loeffler has more.
The department forecasts there will be less than 7,000 Chinook salmon making it back to spawn in the Stikine River near Wrangell next year, and just 5,000 in the Taku River near Juneau. Neither preseason terminal run number provides an allowable catch for U.S. and/or Canadian fisheries. For the Taku, the amount is four times less than the department's minimum goal range for kings returning to river. Dave Harris is the Juneau area manager for Fish and Game.
I believe they are the poorest forecast we've ever come up with for these rivers.
These numbers are 60% lower than last year's forecasts, which still weren't that high. The forecasts mean very little chance of early season commercial gill netting or trawling to target those king salmon. Those fisheries, when they're open, are typically in May, but low numbers could have broader impact on both sport and commercial fishing.
Well, there's going to be some quite draconian restrictions, in at least the gill netters, and I believe the recreational fisheries, the troll fisheries, the seine fisheries, basically all the fisheries that target salmon will have some form of restriction or another designed to minimize their impacts on these species.
Harris expects gear, retention, time, and area restrictions. Managers aren't for certain what's happening to salmon. Harris says the freshwater life of the salmon is just fine. The ocean is where salmon aren't surviving.
You know, ocean climate, if you will, has affected the ability of the production of the food that the fish rely on, or it could also have brought in a different suite of predators, like increased shark numbers or something that might be feeding on the salmon as well.
Historically low returns of kings to rivers in southeast Alaska last year prompted an unprecedented region-wide Chinook closure for both commercial and sport fisheries. The state's Board of Fish will be addressing management of southeast king salmon at a meeting in January in Sitka. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.
For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbert. We aired an abbreviated newscast tonight, but we'll be back to normal on Monday. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.